The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fakeheads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. Bob, out campaigning, I guess, still.
What?
For his mayor, city council, treasurer. I don't know what he's running for.
He's running for what? Is he really?
But wow. He's finishing up his campaign stops, hitting all those swing counties here in Kansas. And we'll be at the watch party later on this afternoon and evening. Can't wait to see how he fares.
That's exciting.
What if he does? What if he does get elected?
What if he's been doing it
right in ballot?
He's been doing it quietly.
Maybe so.
And not telling anybody.
That could be.
And then all of a sudden,
neither of us live in his district, right?
Nope.
Maybe he's built a campaign quietly, kept it from us, and will be sworn in tonight as head of the sewage department in Wichita, Sedgwick County.
How exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
How exciting. Then we could call him all the time.
Just exactly the type of position he deserves.
Oh, you go, Bob.
Yeah, get it done.
That's what you're wanting to do. That's what you do in retirement.
Not sure what Bob is up to today, but he's not here, and Jason Duda is here.
I am here.
And
how'd I get here?
It's election day.
Is it?
Not for Jason. He's not a citizen, ladies and gentlemen. Do you like me pointing that out to everyone?
Well, that's good. Thank you.
So you did cast your two
illegal votes. I'm actually a citizen.
You are?
I am. No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm a legal alien.
You're a legal alien.
I'm a legal alien.
Yes.
I have a really fancy card to prove it. And
is it green?
And paid a whole bunch of money for it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. Actually, it is green.
Of course it is. It's a green card.
Well, I don't think what I have is called a green card.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know how. I don't know the
machinations. All I know is I got to keep going back, and I got to go back in a year again to
and then 10 years.
Have a meeting. And
this might be your last.
This could be.
Do you have another 10 years in you after this?
I don't know.
That you might want
to
savor.
I've had to do it twice. Three times.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times.
At least that many.
I don't understand what's happening.
And I don't know that you got another good 10 in you.
I don't think I got a good 10 in me.
No.
I really don't.
You might have 10.
I don't know if I have 10.
You never know. You are wearing the I'd rather be on my couch shirt for the 900th consecutive day on this show. What other days are you on this week? Do you know? Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow. What's up
what
with that?
What do you mean all of a sudden?
Yeah, I just got notification.
When?
Like today?
Really?
This morning, maybe?
I told Bob yesterday I'd be taking tomorrow off.
Oh, you guys just take days off whenever you want.
What about Thursday and Friday? Is that you?
Not me, Thursday.
Friday, though?
Friday.
Three-man booth?
Three-man Friday.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's what I was told.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable.
I've got a good Friday 5 coming on Friday, too.
Do you?
Oh, some games out there were just impossible to pick. I had themes going.
No.
Like, you could establish themes. You could do rematches. There are 5 games being played involving teams in Reno County.
There
are 5 prominent rematches going on this Friday, including the likes of Dodge City and East, including the likes of Bueller Mulvane, including the likes of Cheney Collegiate. Cheney Collegiate in the second round of the playoffs.
What do you think of that?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
That's not something we need.
Yeah, see, you just never know how this stuff. I don't know. I don't know, the seating and everything else. I just don't know.
Do you want to revisit the 5A bracket real quick? Remember I told you how upside down, topsy-turvy that was?
Yes.
Obviously Aquinas at the number one seed, they won. We told you Pittsburgh.
And we talked about, let's go through that because we talked about the crazy,
We told you Pittsburgh was going to hammer Topeka Highland Park, even though they both had 6-2 records. Highland Park was a paper beast at best. Pittsburgh wins that one 49-18. Obviously, Mill Valley, one of the best teams in the state. They were going to run all over KC Harmon. 77-0 was that score.
Oh.
The first game we were really looking at was the 5-12 between Shawnee Heights and Spring Hill, because Shawnee Heights was one of those teams that had a relatively difficult schedule, but didn't win many games, but they got blown out by Spring Hill. So there you go for that one, the 5 over the 12.
Right.
Then we had the 2 and the 15. Now, this is the one I told you to keep your eye on. Right?
The 2 and the 15.
DeSoto at 7-1 is the 2 seed with one of the worst schedules you'll ever see, although they played some okay teams.
Okay.
And then Blue Valley North at 1-7, who played the best teams in the state all year. How do you think that one went?
Blue Valley crushed them.
Blue Valley North didn't crush them.
No?
34-27.
Oh, so she was tight.
It was. And then Leavenworth, KC Washington, we didn't really care about that one, but Leavenworth won. And then the other one was the 3 and the 14, similar situation. Baser Linwood, decent schedule. And then Blue Valley Southwest, unbelievable schedule, but had only won 2 games. How do you think that one went?
Blue Valley.
Yeah, it wasn't. Baser Linwood took him out.
Good.
21-18.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
Good job, Linwood. That's good.
It is good.
I like it.
And of course, in 4A, we had the 1-7 Bishop Miege as the 15 seed against 2 seed Lewisburg at 7-1.
Oh, that's right. We talked about
that. How do you think that one went?
Well, I mean, if you're just going by normal, the 15 won it.
Yeah, Miege won.
Yeah.
Of course Miege won.
How bad?
It was only 21-14. So Lewisburg hung in there.
And good for Lewisburg.
Yeah. And Bishop Miege beat Blue Valley North, and now they've beaten Lewisburg. But that's all beside the point. You want to set up the show today?
Well, I was...
It's almost a bare-bones type of show.
I guess if that's what we're doing.
What did you want to do?
I was curious about who all won the 6A, because I didn't check the scorers.
You want to know on this side of the bracket?
Just was there any upsets?
There were no upsets.
Everybody kind of won
but
that was supposed
to.
But
here was the surprising result.
What?
Southeast hung in with Northwest.
Did they really?
35-24.
Ooh, they did hang in there.
And that was a game that was not played during the regular season. But if you look at some of Southeast scores, they lost 45-6 to Bishop Carroll, who was not good.
No.
They lost 62-0 to Cape and 48-0 to Garden City. So not a great year, but here they come in and hang with Northwest.
You never know.
And then they have a rematch with South. Remember when we talked to the South coach before the Northwest game?
I do.
And then remember the score of that game was 62-8?
It wasn't good.
We need to do better this time, South.
Well, they've seen them once, so I'm thinking they got a chance.
I don't know if they have a chance.
What was the final in the Mays game?
Mays won 37-21.
Okay.
And you know their reward?
It was 28 something when I last checked. So.
And you know Mays' reward for...
who are they going to get now?
Sneaking
Derby?
Into the second round. Manhattan.
Oh.
9-0 Manhattan. The only two 9-0 teams left in 6A both reside on the western half of the bracket. Derby, Junction City, Manhattan, Mays. There you go.
In Manhattan, of course.
Of course. You probably won't be going to that one. Maybe I should go to that one.
No.
Go hang with my daughter.
You should.
Yeah, right?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't anybody?
Well, it's a long ways to go if you don't have...
relatives.
Or anything, yeah. Like, I'm probably not going to drive up there for that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
If it was at Mays, I'd probably drive to that one.
Yeah, you might even be able to walk to that one.
Oh, there's a good chance. Except I'd probably run out of breath partway there.
That makes a lot of sense. So there's a little preview of what we'll be talking about as the week continues. The show today.
What's going on the show?
Not a lot.
Good.
Why?
I don't know. I was just trying to help you out there.
I aimed for a couple 225 interviews. One person could not do it. The other person did not get back with me.
Well, that's too bad.
And if I were naming names about who would do that, I would mention that it was Terry Harrison, the Friends football coach, who for some reason neglected to return my text. But I'm not naming names.
No.
So, Terry, you're off the hook.
I guess that's the way it's going to be.
No biggie.
No. Obviously, he's not worried about it.
He must not be.
No.
He's got his team, what, 8-1? I think they play Bethel this week. So Friends is a good story. Maybe at some point we'll get to tell it a little bit. At 245, Jamel Haliperic.
Okay.
You know her.
Yes.
From your time at Cake.
Yeah, I ran into her once in a while, but didn't work with her. But know her.
Yeah. She now works for Visit Wichita, and she comes on once a month to tell us about what's going on in Wichita.
Oh, good deal.
So we got some events going on that she's going to talk about.
What are they?
Well,
don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. We'll let her tell us.
Bob's already yelling at me. He knows
about
me.
What?
We ease into the show here. Okay?
About what? What's his problem? Oh, he's not here.
He's not here. He's already yelling at me, though.
What's he yelling? How's he yelling at you through a text message?
You have Shockers and Chiefs, and you're talking high school football? We're easing into it.
Yeah, like...
We got the whole show to talk about.
We got 2 hours,
Chiefs and the Shockers.
Robert, 2 hours, Robert. Don't worry about it. We'll get to them.
We promise we will.
Well, maybe we won't now, just out of spite.
Maybe we won't.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe we'll talk trade deadline and Matlock.
Oh, I like that.
That'd be a much better show.
Fantastic.
The trade deadline in 49 minutes, the Chiefs have yet to make another move. We know they acquired a couple players earlier on. 325, we got a game. I'm looking forward to this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do we got going
on? Right here. This is the game right here.
Well, let me see it.
I can't show it to you.
Why?
Because it has the answers on it.
Well, then I do need to see it. Well, that's a lot of work you did there.
It is quite a bit of work. But
what's the game called?
The game is called Max versus Jason.
Oh, Max is playing.
It's kind of like a Halloween theme. Max is some horror character. Obviously, Jason is. So that's the name of the game. Max is playing. You're playing. Everyone gets to participate.
Okay.
That's the show today.
I like it.
Maybe we'll hear from Terry Harrison, and we'll have him on in 13 minutes, but it's not looking likely.
Well, it happens.
What did you watch last night? What did you sit in front of
the football television?
You did not watch the Shockers.
What channel were they on?
CBS Sports Network.
I looked and I didn't. I don't get it.
I don't either. I had to get a free trial to Fubo, whatever that is, to watch the Shockers.
I don't understand what Fubo is. It's on my TV, the one downstairs. It says Fubo.
Fubo.
Fubo TV,
yeah,
but I don't know what it is.
Do you have Fubo TV?
Well, I don't have it, so but obviously we have the app for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what it is. You know me, I don't know any of that stuff.
So I got to make sure I cancel that within the next. I can cancel it today. I don't know. Do the Shockers have another CBS Sports game?
Well, you're gonna have to check because I don't know. I don't know the TV schedules.
Extremely inconvenient. I thought the American Conference had this huge deal with ESPN and ESPN Plus, and here Wichita State's playing on the CBS Sports Network.
Why?
But that is their last game, their last and only game on the CBS Sports Network.
That was it?
Saturday, Montana State, ESPN Plus. So you watched the Chiefs.
I did watch
the Chiefs. I watched the Shockers.
Well, I knew you said you were going to watch the Shockers, so I figured I'd watch the Chiefs, and we got it covered. Isn't that smart?
Neither of us watched the Pacers beat the Mavericks.
And there's one of us in here that really could care less, so that's probably why he didn't watch.
How much less could you care?
I'm not going to point out which person that is.
So what were your impressions of the Chiefs? Tell me what you saw, what you noted, what you pointed out to yourself.
It kind of worried me that they struggled with Tampa Bay.
With they struggled no with receiver. Everybody.
Tampa Bay, until their last drive of the fourth quarter, I think, had two receptions by wide receivers.
Yeah, they don't have any wide receivers. They have
so
Kate
they
Otten.
Have nothing. So don't you know? Why wouldn't you be all over Kate Otten, who went for like 9 and 77 in a touchdown? Like, why would that not be your guy that you're going to watch?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't feel like he was good enough to just beat them single handedly.
But obviously, they made
it
close.
Fairly close.
And then the other side of it, Hopkins looked good. They ran
Kelsey
the ball all right. Kelsey was good. But
yeah,
they play all these close games all the time. It's like when we were making picks the other day, and it was 9.5. It's like you can't take the Chiefs to beat anybody by 10.
They don't beat anybody by 10. I don't understand why that would ever be a spread for one of their games. Especially, I know Tampa's banged up. They don't have their two best receivers, but they're a competent team. Baker Mayfield's going to keep them in most games, right?
Yes, and he's doing it with no wide receivers. Like, I got to give Baker Mayfield a little credit because I was not a fan of his. I did not like him in Cleveland. Since he's been in Tampa, I've changed my tune.
What did you not like about him in Cleveland?
I just didn't like the way he acted, the way he talked after games, before games, during the week.
You want to know what the difference
is? He seemed to be trying to be involved in everything for everybody a little too much. And I think he's more focused now on what he's doing, still taking care of everybody in the right way. And I think he's more focused. And that's what I think I've turned to kind of like the guy.
Here's the difference. You never hear anything from him.
Nope. And you used to hear every day.
He's not in any commercials anymore. You never hear him say anything. He's just a guy in Tampa Bay who's just kind of there.
Playing football.
But every time you look up, he's doing something pretty good.
Well, they're playing against the Chiefs. He still threw for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles. Didn't play that bad at all.
So where did you see that the Chiefs came up short a little bit? Not that they lost, but this is a game they took in overtime. But if you look at the stats, like you said, Mahomes
291 and 3. Hunt over 100 yards.
Their running game was good. They got their top receivers involved. Samaje Perine went into the end zone. Like, what was missing in your opinion?
Well, here's the thing with the Chiefs. It always looks like and feels like something's missing, but they win all the time.
Right.
So what is missing? This is what I can't figure out. They are missing something, but they don't show it. Does that make sense?
Every time they need a play made, they make the play.
They get it done.
There's no doubt they were going to win that game somehow last night.
There wasn't. But on the other hand, too, I don't know why Tampa wouldn't have went for two at the end of the game with 30 seconds left. They tie it up. Are they
down
24-23? With 33 seconds left, 26 seconds left, why would on the road in Kansas City, why would you not go for two and instead kick the field goal? And you know in that situation, if you lose the coin flip,
game's over.
Mahomes it's just what he does. It's what he does. He does it all the time. It's not news to anybody. It wouldn't be a surprise. When they did the coin flip and Baker lost it, he just looked up in the sky and just basically said, it's over.
You'd rather lose on your own terms, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And especially if you're going into a team that is the only unbeaten team in the NFL in the Chiefs, and you're Tampa Bay, you got no wide receivers. Your offense didn't look that great, although you did put up some points. Why would you not go for it in that point? If you don't make it, nobody is going to say that was the wrong move.
I asked Jesse Newell last week, because we have been talking about what are the Chiefs missing, but they win. Like you said, every week they win. They're 8-0. They're the only undefeated team. They're 2-time defending Super Bowl champions. So how can you really poke holes into what the Chiefs are doing? You can't, except that the eye test tells us
something's not right.
But what's the formula for beating the Chiefs? That's what I asked Jesse Newell. There must not be one. Right? I know Max is over there shaking his head.
Just losing it.
If the Chiefs don't play particularly well ever, and they win forever, how do you beat them?
That's the question. And I don't have an answer. And even watching the Chiefs, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look like it should. The defense held them in there last night. I thought the defense would absolutely destroy Tampa Bay without no wide receivers and anything else happening. They had 2 sacks. That's it. No turnovers, 2 sacks. Gave up just under 300 yards.
Yeah, that's unlike
that's
the
not
Chiefs.
That's a okay game, but that's not a great game against a team with no wide receivers. Yeah. I don't know. Like I'm not upset with the fact that they keep winning. I guess we're just trying to find something and find a reason how they keep doing it when they don't look like they should do it.
And here's the caveat to that. Most games you'll see in the NFL are pretty close. Right?
For the most part,
They're 1 to 2 score games pretty much every week. Most games, right? Is that fair?
That's fair.
So
this week you had one blow. You had Baltimore destroying Denver by 31. Cincy beat Vegas by 17. Chargers beat Cleveland by 17. Arizona won by 20.
So maybe there were more.
But that's
this
four.
Week.
That's four out of what? 13, 14 games.
Yeah, but in a given week, most games are close. Maybe we're just missing it. Maybe it's like, okay, well, games are close.
Well, I think too.
What the NFL
you think
is.
Back to the Chiefs. And they used to blow people out.
Yeah, they don't
right?
have one of them.
3 years ago, they used to just blow people out.
Yes, and if they fell behind 24-0, they'd win 38-24.
They'd fall behind 24-0, it'd be tied at halftime.
Right.
That's what the Chiefs did. They're just doing it in a different manner now. And it's just, I think that you can't wrap your head around it because you're so used to them blowing people out or Mahomes throwing for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns and it just the games aren't close. And now just they're all just close. And they come out on the right end of everything.
Yeah, it's almost like they just don't have any doubts that they'll win.
It's actually quite amazing.
It's like they only play with the sense of urgency when they know they have to.
Yeah, but you can't live on that.
Apparently, you can't.
Well, I know you shouldn't
they've been
be
doing
able
it now
to.
For the better
part
of 2 years.
I know. I can't argue with you. I can't argue that fact.
It's what they do
because it is what they do continuously. Over and over again for now the last 2.5 years.
Correct.
This isn't just this year. This is going back to last year. The year before, they weren't blowing people out.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I don't get it.
Let's take a break.
All right.
We solved nothing. Although we did talk some high school football, and that was fun.
That was good.
That was probably the best part of that scene.
I'm glad we started with it.
All right. Max Power, our producer and engineer, takes us to break. Jason Dude is here for Bob. I'm Jeff. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Since we were talking about it during the break, we'll talk some hockey real quick because hockey is the theme of the game today.
What?
It's the theme of the game. There's not very many ways where I can find that your knowledge and Max's intersect.
Yeah, and it's
but
still...
But I know it's in there with hockey.
Still be interesting.
Maybe football. Ovechkin and the goals. We were talking about Gretzky and his assists. Are there any other 200-point seasons besides Gretzky?
I don't know if Lemieux had any...
He did not. I looked this up the other day.
Then it wouldn't be. Because I think Gretzky, did he have 3? Like, to score 200 points...
is stupid.
It is. And that's in any league.
Lemieux had 199. He had an 85-114 season, which is also just stupid.
Yeah. That is stupid. Like, that's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Esposito had 76 goals, but he wasn't big on assist or getting off the ice.
No. Well, I mean, Gretzky's assist record will never be touched.
Yeah.
He's got just under 2,000 assists.
That's just, speaking of
2,000.
He had a 212, 205, 208, 215. 4 200-point seasons.
Yeah, that's just.
92 goals and 120 assists in 80 games.
It's not a bad year.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
I honestly don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
He had a touch around the net.
Oh, well, he just knew where to be all the time.
Yeah, he had a touch.
And later on in his career, he's kind of stopped trying to score goals as much. Or, I don't know, what was the deal?
Well, he probably got older. So, I mean, that's...
but he still had 122 assists in 1990 when he was
not in 1990?
Yeah, he wasn't that old.
No, I was going to say.
Anyway.
because they had Magic Johnson and Gretzky billboards up.
Yeah, those were the days in L.A.
Back in the day.
By the way, our 2:45 guest canceled.
Well, that's disappointing.
Which really destroys me inside. So we won't be getting to talk to Jamel Hall-Perrick today.
That's disappointing.
It is disappointing. That was going to be like a nice little buffer between hour number one and hour number two. Now we're going to have to do that ourselves.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to come up with more content?
I guess.
Us?
Yeah, the two of us.
How is that supposed
to
happen?
And it's not even a Friday.
No, Fridays we can do it.
Fridays.
Not Tuesdays. Too early in the week. Too early in the week.
Nothing has happened. We got the trade deadline. Let's talk Shockers, though. That was a game you did not watch.
No, so
I did watch the game.
Fill me in on it.
They looked pretty good. It was not a great start. They had a bunch of turnovers. The pace of play was kind of getting out of control, which wasn't terrible because it was a fast game anyway, and the Shockers were going to put up some points. But Justin Hill, unbelievable, 31 points in his debut.
In his debut?
That's the highest debut for a Shocker ever.
Like ever?
Yes.
Ever, ever, ever.
There's never been a first game with Wichita State where a player has scored at least 30 points until last night. The old record was 29. He also had 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Is that a game?
That's a pretty good stat line right there.
That is ridiculous.
That's pretty good.
And he obviously carried that team, but Xavier Bell scored 17. I want to give Paul Mills a lot of props. But until Bijan Cortez plays fewer than 24 minutes, I'm going to hold off on that.
Why is that?
Because I'm not sure what Bijan Cortez does. And I don't want to disparage the youngster. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. But on the basketball court for Wichita State, I'm not exactly sure what his purpose is.
Well, he was, what, 1 for 4?
Yeah, 2 points, 2 assists, 4 turnovers, 4 rebounds.
In 24 minutes?
Yeah.
Not a great stat line. Maybe there's a reason why he's out there. I don't know.
But I feel like A.J. Bell and A.J. McGinnis are both better than he is. But maybe you're right. Maybe there's a reason.
There might be an underlying reason for whatever it is. I don't know. It's still a good win for them to go in there and get the W.
It's a very good win.
And putting up over 90 points. Like you said, obviously, if it was a fast-paced game. But it's a good win. It's
still
a good start.
Still got to put the ball in the basket. Still got to take good shots. Still got to play under control. And after those turnovers early, they had like 10 in the first 10 minutes. They end up with 14. So they played much steadier in the second half. The second half of the first half and the second half. Western Kentucky got close, but Wichita State always had an answer. They made a bunch of three-pointers.
Yeah, they shot over 40% from the three-point line.
They did relatively well at the free throw line. And they had 4 double-figure scores. What more can you ask for out of a Wichita State start?
Well, you can't really ask for much more than that. It's good to see them start this way. Hopefully, translates into next game, and they can continue it. I mean, it's not like they're going to go undefeated, but...
They're not?
Well, let's be honest.
When's their first loss?
When does anybody go undefeated?
That doesn't happen
very rarely, except... Well, the Shockers did it until they got to the tournament.
Will they be undefeated going into the Kansas State game on December 21st?
Well, who do they got?
They have Montana State. See, we're already doing this. You kind of like it, though, don't you?
Yeah, well, why not? Why wouldn't we?
They're going to beat Montana State at home, right?
I would think so.
They're probably going to beat Northern Iowa at home.
At home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably going to beat Monmouth at home.
Jeez, they got like 8 games. Their next 8 are at home. Is that right?
They play 1 at 7. No, they have the next 3 at home.
The next 3? Montana State, Northern Iowa.
And Monmouth.
Monmouth. St. Louis.
They're going to lose to St. Louis.
At home?
In Kansas City.
Oh, that's in KC. Okay.
And then they play 2 in Florida and then come back home for a bunch of home games. They're going to lose to St. Louis, though.
St. Louis? I don't know nothing about St. Louis.
See, here's what St. Louis has. Remember that big kid for Indiana State that wore the goggles last year and was... just tearing it up. They didn't get to the NCAA tournament, so you may not have seen much of him.
No.
But he had a really good year for Indiana State, and Indiana State's coach went to St. Louis, and now he plays for St. Louis.
Gotcha. So you think that one guy is going to make the difference?
Well, St. Louis is already pretty good.
Okay.
They did lose, however, St. Louis to Santa Clara. And Robbie Avila is the guy's name. He had 16 points and 5 rebounds.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
It appears, Jason, that St. Louis has absolutely no depth whatsoever.
Well,
and
then,
the Shockers have some depth.
So you can't say that then, because guys get in foul trouble, and anything could happen.
Yeah. I think they'll beat St. Louis.
There you go. Then who do they got? Minnesota?
Then they play Minnesota. I don't know how good Minnesota is.
They're normally not bad.
They're normally okay.
And that one, that could watch out. It's on ESPN 2 in the morning. That's good.
Is that a Thanksgiving break game?
11:26 or 28?
Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day?
Yes. What a world we live in.
Really?
We can turn on the Shockers at 11 a.m. to see them beat Minnesota.
Well, how about that?
And then they play either Florida or Wake Forest. Let's say they win that game. Let's say they win all their games. Will they finish undefeated?
I'm going to go, no.
There's not much analysis you can do after just one single game.
No, you can't. It's just a good start.
They had a really good start. Against a team that brought a lot of pieces back from an NCAA tournament team that plays in a pretty terrible conference, but it was a road game. And now that's what you do. If the Shockers had started with a loss, you'd say, oh, are they going to lose to Northern Iowa? Are they going to lose to St. Louis? Are they going to lose to East Tennessee State or DePaul or some of these teams that have decent pedigrees? But now we're looking, hey, could they be undefeated going into K-State? I doubt it. But that's what a win does, right? A win in the season opener opens up all these possibilities. It gets you thinking of the most optimistically you possibly can. Are you okay over there?
I don't know. I think I'll make it. We'll see.
KU won.
Yeah, but we knew that was
going to
happen.
They beat Howard.
Come on, that wasn't a...
No, of course not.
But shock to the system.
But we wanted to see how well their new players would do. And it was Zeke Mayo. That was kind of his night to shine. He made a bunch of threes, had the Allen Fieldhouse crowd chanting for him, and they beat Howard by 30. They were up 30 like after the first 10 minutes.
Makes it a lot easier to play.
It does.
It really does.
How long will KU be undefeated?
Let's go take a look.
North Carolina on Friday.
Okay, well.
that might be it.
At home.
Yes, they'll beat North Carolina, right?
That'll
be a good game. I'm looking forward to watching that one. Shockers Saturday, KU Friday. Then they play Michigan State. They also have Duke. They have Creighton. They have Missouri.
That's a tough schedule.
Load up their non-conference schedule.
Well, good.
As
Get
usual.
You battle-tested.
As you should. North Carolina State had a good year last year. But KU will be undefeated going into their game at Iowa State on January 15th.
Not undefeated?
They won't be.
No. I mean, they're good, but they're playing
some
tough
teams. They're not going to win all those games.
No.
You wouldn't think, right?
Well, you wouldn't think, but would you be surprised if they did? Yeah, I think I probably would be a little surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be shocked. I don't think they'll be undefeated by then, no. That's too tough. North Carolina, even Michigan State, just because it's Michigan State, Duke, Creighton. They'll crush Missouri.
Since we're equal time here, let's find K-State's first loss. They play tonight against New Orleans. Do you know New Orleans' mascot, nickname?
What are those donut things called down there?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What is it? I should know this.
You should.
I have all things.
We've
like
got
food.
The king cake, but that's not it.
No.
Beignet.
Beignets.
Yeah.
Is that what he's called?
No, they're the privateers.
So why do we even look it all up then? Why don't you just say no? You know what I was talking about. What's the mascot's name?
The privateers.
And that's the mascot's name?
Yeah. I don't know what their mascot's name is.
Well, that's what you asked me.
No, I said, who's their mascot? What's their mascot? Their nickname.
Oh, I thought you were at the actual name of the mascot.
New Orleans, Cleveland State, LSU. They're going to lose one of those. They will not be 3-0 going into Mississippi Valley State. They're not going to lose to New Orleans. But they'll lose to Cleveland State or LSU.
No, I could see that.
All right. That's first loss Tuesday. New segment on the show. Every team that's undefeated will tell you when their first loss is going to be. Well, we got to play this game.
Well,
this game's
yeah.
going to be fun.
Exactly. I can't wait.
I almost want to just start it now and play it for the rest of the show.
Well, it's not a bad idea when you really think about it.
You know, there's so much going on today that it's almost impossible. Let's see how the trade deadline in the NFL is wrapping up.
I didn't see anything else happening.
There haven't been many huge deals.
Commanders get Lattimore from the Saints.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. You know who the happiest person about that is?
Lattimore.
Mike Evans. Him and Lattimore fight all the time. Yeah. Evans can't do anything against him. He gets ejected. He's the happiest guy in the world right now because he doesn't have to see him twice a year anymore.
Wait a minute.
What?
Okay. Tre'Davious White got traded to the Ravens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That just happened?
Yeah. Does that do anything for you?
Not really. I mean, no.
Preston Smith.
It should help.
Preston Smith goes to the Steelers. They also got Mike Williams from the Jets.
Well, they obviously think they got a shot, and the way they're playing, I can't blame them.
All they just need some offense. And they feel like they got some, and Mike Williams, although, did they? What a weird team the Steelers are.
I know.
It's just a hodgepodge of guys.
Mike Tomlin's that good.
He's pretty good, but if he's so good.
What's he, 17 years and never had a losing record?
It's insane.
And he's won Super Bowls.
But you know what they should do for a coach who's that good?
What?
Give him real players.
Well, that
give him a real quarterback, right? Give him a true number one wide receiver. George Pickens is fine.
I think Pickens could get there. He's still a kid. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Najee Harris is looking better than he has, but
he's all right.
Probably get a better running back. You could get better receivers. You could get a better tight end. But yet, it's the same thing like when we talk about the Chiefs, but they just keep getting it done.
They do.
Like the Steelers, you'd never even think about the Steelers, and yet they're always in the playoffs, or they're in the mix on the last week because they're always over 500. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're 6-2. I mean, what can you really complain about? Plus 68, they have a better point differential somehow than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, that's not a shocking surprise.
It isn't, but we think of the Chiefs as somewhat of an offensive, not juggernaut, not powerhouse, but they're capable. We think of the Steelers as just downtrodden offensively. It's all defense. But they've only scored 16 fewer points, so that's 2 points a game that the Steelers are averaging less than the Chiefs.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Can you name...
What?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams with a plus 50 or better point differential. You go till
plus
you miss.
Plus 50?
Yes.
Okay, so go to the east. That would be Buffalo?
Correct.
Okay, I don't think anybody else there would have one. And we just talked about Pittsburgh, so it's got to be Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And then Baltimore.
Correct.
AFC, you got Houston, no. Indy, no. Tennessee, Jacksonville, there's no way.
They both have minus 50 or better.
Kansas City, we just said Kansas City.
Yes.
Denver, no. Vegas, no. Chargers. And the Chargers have been beating people up this year. That would be one I might think.
Well,
are the Chargers? Yeah.
It's a guess. Yes, they are.
They are?
So you have everybody.
What are they at?
Plus 58. They're better than the Chiefs, too, in point differential through the same number of games.
So NFC East, Dallas, no. Washington, yes. Philadelphia, yes.
Philadelphia is a no.
Is it?
They're at plus 44.
Oh, it's close. And then the Giants, no. Let's just stop that. Another one, Detroit, yes. Minnesota, yes?
Minnesota, yes.
Green Bay, no.
Correct.
Chicago, no.
Correct.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
I'd have thought maybe Atlanta. I'd have guessed Atlanta.
Atlanta's plus 5.
What? That's it?
221 to 216.
They get blown out a couple times?
They must have. There are 6, 7, 8.
Because the NFC West, they're all 500. So
give me the 9 teams at minus 50 or worse.
Minus 50?
Yes. 9 teams.
There's 9?
9.
Okay, so we got to go back. Buffalo, we already said. So then you got the Jets. I don't think they're that bad. Miami's gotten thumped. I got to say Miami.
That's correct.
And then who else is in that division? New England. Yeah, it's got to be New England.
Yes, they're minus 76.
AFC North, I wouldn't think anybody. Is Cleveland?
Is that a guess?
No, I'm saying they're not.
Cleveland is.
Are they really?
Minus 65.
Oh, jeez. Well, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that says it all. And they also got that crushed this week, which didn't help.
They got thumped again, yeah. Chargers. There you go, the Chargers, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then
AFC South.
AFC South. Well, Houston, no. Indianapolis, no. Jacksonville's got to be a yes.
Jacksonville is a yes at minus 57.
Tennessee's got to be a yes.
They are minus 73.
Okay, and then you got Kansas City, no. Chargers, obviously not. Denver, no. Denver's beat some people pretty good. And then who else we got in there? Who am I missing? Oakland.
Well, Las Vegas, but yes.
Las Vegas. I'm going to say no for them.
Minus 83.
Wah! Dang it!
At 2-7.
Should have known. What was
They've
I thinking?
They've gotten
pounded
Gardner, a
couple times. Gardner Minshew and Naden. What am I thinking?
I don't know what you're thinking.
That's just bad.
That's the worst in the
That was
in the
bad.
AFC.
That was a bad call.
And you've got 3 in the NFC.
Just 3?
Just 3.
Well, 2 got to be in, not Philly, not, it's got to be Dallas. Dallas is getting trounced.
Dallas is correct.
And then the Giants.
The Giants
has
are
to
correct.
Be the Giants.
There's only one more.
Well, it'd be Carolina.
Yes. Minus what?
102.
146.
146? How many? Have they played 8 games or 9?
9. But still.
So it's like they're getting beat by at least 15 points a game.
Yeah,
on average.
It's bleak.
Over 2 touchdowns a game?
It's very bleak.
And they've still won 2 games?
Somehow. They've scored 147. But they're not the worst offense in the NFL by points. Name.
By points scored?
Yeah. Name the 2 teams worse. Actually, at 147, they're 4th worst.
They're 4th worst.
In points. So wait, 1, 2, I'm counting now. 3, 4, they're 5th worst. Name the 4 teams lower than 147 in points scored this year.
Miami?
Yes, 124.
New England?
141.
Who? The Giants?
Giants are the worst offense in the league at 139.
And Carolina. So there's one more.
Yes.
What, AFC, NFC?
AFC.
AFC.
That's correct.
Can't be Jacksonville.
It's not Jacksonville. But you're
Cleveland.
No. You were closer with Jacksonville.
Indy?
No.
Not even that division?
It's that division.
Jacksonville, Indy, Tennessee.
There you go.
There it is.
140 points. They're bad.
That is bad. That's crazy bad.
It's really bad.
Well, maybe they'll turn it around. How about the game you get Sunday morning?
Oh, at 8:30. Giants-Panthers?
Giants-Panthers.
I think I'm going to sleep.
Who's going to wake up to watch that game if you don't live in New York or Carolina? And still,
are you?
3/4 of those people won't.
It sounds like something you would do.
Normally, if it's a decent game or a decent, but I don't.
You don't have any fantasy guys in that game?
If you have fantasy guys from the Giants and Carolina that you're banking on, except maybe Neighbors, you're in trouble.
I traded him to you.
Yeah, I know you did.
Did that work out?
Well, I gave you Brock Bowers.
Yeah, it's been pretty fair.
And then I picked up Kate Otten, so I was fine.
Yeah, and we had Conklin. We probably should have just kept Neighbors.
You think?
Probably.
Yeah, well, I'm loaded at wide receiver, so.
Would you like if you to need trade us back Neighbors?
Yeah, what do you want? What are you going to give me for him?
Brock Bowers.
No, not with Otten. I'll keep Otten right now.
Yeah, Otten's doing pretty well. He'll Let's take okay. a break, if you don't mind. Do you want to?
Whatever. You're running the show. I'm just here.
You can help.
No. I don't like to help.
Steer the ship.
No, I don't steer very well.
When I take a nap, you can get up here and...
If you take a nap, I'm leaving.
All right. Stay with us. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff coming up.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.